promised we'd be talking about property. We are. House prices are up in Dublin, according to the most recent report from the property website, daft.ie. They've been whispering about a property bubble being blown up. I don't know if we are. We're smack bang in the middle of South Dublin here today. We thought we'd find out, is there a property bubble at the moment? And no better man to talk to than Paul Huberman, who's the owner of MFO, the property professionals, as well as the owner of H&H Property Management Consultants. And he's a regular contributor to the Irish Times Property Clinic, and he's live in the Chip Van. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Ryan Tobey.
Welcome to the van.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so this is the conversation that's taken place in houses and pubs and taxis and chip shops around the country. Everyone's going, is there a bubble or not? First and foremost, do we need to divide Dublin versus the rest of the world?
You do.
Okay.
There is a marked difference with regards to what's going on in Dublin as opposed to outside Dublin. And yes, there is a lot going on, specifically in the last 3 months and in the last 12 months, as opposed to, say, 18 months ago.
Okay.
People are concerned that prices are going up in South Dublin, and they are going up. Just a point to make, though, on the DAFT report, they're talking about the asking prices as opposed to what the actual transaction value is going through.
Okay, and is there a big difference? So if a house is asking for 300,000, what's happening to houses like that? Is that are they going for 320, 330, or are they going for 290?
They can be going up above that as such. Because South Dublin, you're finding that you're getting an AMV, and more often than not, it's actually going for a little bit more than that.
So
again, these figures are all historical, and you're not going to get a litmus on what's happening today. So you won't know what's happening in the market today until you look at the figures when they come out.
So what is the feeling generally in the property world? Because from my understanding, and it's all anecdotal, is that families with few kids looking for houses, they're three bedrooms, bit of a garden, that kind of thing. That's premium at the moment, is it?
Well, it is, because they're not making those really much anymore. There's a lot of people with apartments in the city centre, you know, one or two beds, and they've got families now. And, you know, as you know yourself, there's been a lot going on for the last couple of years, and they haven't really been in a position to move on. People are starting to look that way now a little bit, and they don't make those anymore. So it's difficult to provide that supply. A couple of people are saying, you know, guys now and girls getting married, having kids, they want to go back and live in the kind of place where they grew up. And there's a lot more people knocking around with that mentality than there are of those properties to service that demand.
Right. So that the demand is outweighing supply, and therefore that's going to bring us to Bubbleville. Are we back into the bubble world again?
I don't want to be the guy to contribute to that conversation. You know, in 6 months' time, listen back to this, there could be you know, different names called. Just looking at the information at hand, asking prices, they're going up. They're not building three-bed, four-bed detached nice homes at Blackrock Slorgan as much as people would like. You get one-off builds, but a lot of the corner sites were taken up in the last construction cycle, so there's not a hell of a lot of room left to do that. I know NAMA are looking at providing more residential suitable, hopefully more suitable, identifying the particular demographics in the Dublin area. There's a lot of sites in Dublin City Centre that the Dublin City Council, and I know Mayor Oisin Quinn is pushing this, that they want to start looking at a site levy to try and motivate those who are or in the ownership of these sites to do something with it.
So where are you in terms of predictions now? If you're a family listening in this morning with who are sitting in a house with a bit of negative equity, but they still want to upgrade to a slightly bigger home, should they strike now, or are we still waiting for the market to adjust?
It's really hard to know. I would never recommend anyone buying anything they can't afford. You know, you need to look at your own personal circumstances. The market can be very much dictated as well by the supply of credit. There's a lot to be said about that. I know there's whispers now in Europe about the ECB doing quantitative easing, which is, you know, a new tack that they're looking at doing, as opposed to what the United Kingdom and what the Americans were doing. You know, with even more availability of credit, that could change. But I wouldn't be a fan of fueling the market with an extraordinary amount of credit. But having said that, there isn't that much credit at the moment available. There's a little bit. I mean, you're seeing advertising now from some of the banks saying we're doing mortgages, and you've got some of the banks now saying you can bring your trackers with you, but you're not going to get the same deal as you have in the past. It's just slightly above the ECB base rate. There's going to be a bit of a premium in there, but still, it's getting more It's looking a bit more optimistic for people, I think.
Okay, well, that's a good note on which nearly to end. But I do want to ask you for your tips as to where is a good place to buy in Dublin and around the place. I mean, location's clearly dictating a good purchase.
Listen, that's going to change for everyone's different demands. I mean, you might want to live close to family. You might have kids that you want to put them near a good school. You might be into shopping, therefore you want to be in decent shopping areas. You want to have amenities. It depends on what your needs are at the time.
Yeah. So you know, it could be, as you say, you want to be near the shops or the Dart or the
exactly.
Lewis.
Yeah. If you decide you don't have a parking space and work, you're not going to necessarily want to have the motorway beside you. You don't need it. You want to get near to the Lewis, where you want to commute in that way, or get the bus. Other people want to be beside their families. I say other people want to be near schools. They don't want to drive 40 minutes to pick up their kids. They want to walk and pick up their kids. So it just depends, really.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for coming in to see us today, Paul.
No problem. Thank
Paul Huberman, owner of MFO, the Property Professionals, and H&H Property Management Consultants.